A reward for new information about an old Fairbanks murder has increased. The Tanana Chiefs Conference is offering $35,000 for information leading to exoneration of four interior men, three of whom are Alaska Native, imprisoned for the 1997 beating death of Fairbanks teenager John Hartman. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
The men known as the Fairbanks Four, George Freese, Kevin Pease, Marvin Roberts, and Eugene Vent, have spent the last 15 years in jail for killing John Hartman. Juries convicted them, but there have always been questions given a lack of physical evidence, alcohol-affected memories, discredited interrogation techniques used on the young men, and allegations of racism. Tanana Chiefs Conference Justice Task Force Chair Shirley Lee says the case has long been an issue for the Interior Native organization.
The tribes of the TCC region have brought this case particularly to convention every year for the last 10-plus years, asking for us to look into it because it's representative of what might have occurred in other cases involving Alaska Natives.
The TCC Reward Fund has grown sevenfold from donations over the last year. The Alaska Innocence Project, which investigates wrongful convictions, is working the Fairbanks 4 case. The Fairbanks 4 have exhausted their appeal options, and efforts to exonerate them are focused on getting a new trial or a pardon from the governor. A resurgence of attention on the case over the last year has been driven by an online effort started by April Monroe Frick, an Alaska Native woman who knew the men when they were teenagers together back in the 1990s. Monroe Frick manages a website, blog, Facebook page, and online petition, all aimed at finding new evidence and exoneration. She says there's consensus among thousands who've logged on that justice was not served, but authorities aren't listening.
The message that our leaders have gotten is abundantly clear. Nobody's saying go do something foolish. Nobody's saying go unlock a prison door and let people out just because we say so. We're saying use the tools that are right there at your fingertips.
State legal officials have refused comment on the Fairbanks 4 case. Fairbanks Police Chief Laren Zager says the local department is satisfied that the convictions are valid, but will take action if new issues or evidence are raised.
People that are still alive that we can interview, material that we could send to the lab to look for a specific person's DNA. If anything like that would come up, I would absolutely reopen the investigation.
No one is hoping more that will happen than the four convicted men. Reached in prison, Marvin Roberts says they appreciate the efforts being made to free them.
From the bottom of my heart, I want to say thank you to everybody who prayed for us, who supported us, who continues to pray for us, and who continues to support us. We're really grateful to everybody.
Eugene Vent mirrors that optimism, citing the new wave of support.
After April and then started the blog, I've just been getting hearing from people that I've been out of contact with for years, and it just feels good because a lot of people are like family, and you know, it gives me hope, and it's wonderful. It's wonderful news every time I hear about it.
Vent says he hopes their story helps others wrongly imprisoned. Vent and George Freese initially confessed to kicking John Hartman, but later recanted. Freese says he was scared by interrogators.
Statements that both me and Gina both made does not corroborate anything or the police theory or anything. Completely impossible for us to have done it.
The story that's unfolded online over the last year includes posts from people who placed the young men away from the crime scene at the time of the Hartman murder. Kevin Pease says much of the information never made it into their trials.
They're putting everything out there and letting everything be heard. And it's great. I mean, I'm glad my story's being told now.
Pease says he can't wait to get back to court if that ever happens. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.